This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to have a special report from Alex coming up in the next segment. Leanne McAdoo is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour to talk about the Russia fake news hacks that are going on. But I want to finish up with what I was talking about in the last segment, and that was the fake news story coming out from Fish and Wildlife saying that we're going to lose all the polar bears, as if this was not been reported over and over again, and absolutely not true. I hope Donald Trump really cleans house in Fish and Wildlife. I hope he really cleans house in the EPA and the Department of Energy. And, of course, they were screaming bloody murder, weren't they, when the Trump transition team said, we would like to have information about all the people who've been going to these global warming conferences. We would like to see people who have written papers on this. We'd like for you to give us that information. They're saying, well, you're gonna purge us. It's like, well, maybe, yeah, maybe we should do that. I hope he does do that. They've been doing that to other scientists on the other side of that. Here's an article from a Georgia Tech climatologist who is retiring because she simply can't take it anymore. Her name is Judith Curry. She's former chair of the School of Earth and Atmospheric Sciences at Georgia Tech. She announced her resignation on a blog post last week. She said it's technically a retirement event, but she said the deeper reasons have to do with my growing disenchantment with universities, with the academic field of climate scientists, of climate science and climate scientists. She says she can't navigate the stifling political orthodoxy. You see, it's become a religion. It's not science. They say she's known for her scientifically astute explanations of the uncertainties in climate science. This is an article from PJ Media, by the way. She's been attacked as anti-science by other researchers who repeat the rote scientific consensus. You see, when she comes out and she points out, well, we have some uncertainties here. There's some ambiguity here. Like, no. We know everything that's going to happen. There is no uncertainty in our models. We have this down exactly, and we have a scientific consensus. I have to say that when you eliminate uncertainties from science, it is no longer science. When you eliminate skepticism from science, it is no longer science. When you have a consensus, it is nearly always wrong. Almost always wrong. I mean, we got Galileo, okay? He went against the consensus, didn't he? They had a much better model of the movement of the planets from Ptolemy than Galileo did, because Galileo initially went in with circular orbits and it didn't really predict the movement of the planets. And Ptolemy had a much more complicated system that actually was a better predictor. It wasn't until Kepler came in with elliptical orbits that they really got to something that was accurate. His problem with his theory was he had circular, but he was right. The sun was the center of the universe, and it wasn't just a religious pushback. It was a pushback against the consensus of the scientists, because that model had taken on religious significance to them. And that's what she's saying. She said a deciding factor in her leaving was that she no longer knows what to say to students and to postdocs who are regarding how to navigate the craziness in the field of climate science. And she put craziness in all uppercase. She said research and other professional activities are professionally rewarded only if they are channeled in certain directions approved by a politicized academic establishment. See, science has become politicized. We have politicized science. We have politicized intelligence reports, like weapons of mass destruction, like the Russians did it. This is all politics. You understand, they released their special report, which we dissected somewhat yesterday, we'll talk about this more at the bottom of the hour. That special report had a lot of stuff in there about RT. Most of it was about RT. There was no facts in it. They talked about programs that existed 4 years ago. They talked about how RT was at the center of all this, and they nearly cost Obama the election in 2012, they said. Nonsense. Absolute nonsense. All right, we're going to be back right after the break. Alex Jones will be joining us with a special report, and then we'll have Leanne McAdoo at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0606 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 0606 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com. Code 0606.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Last hour, we broke down the fact that Meryl Streep has come out and demonized President Trump. And the reason I covered that is it's a Rosetta Stone into disinformation and their inverted reality. Because not only does she attack him saying he's at war with the press and going after journalists, not only is that upside down, but everything else she said was upside down. But look at this. Trump has done nothing to the press but fight back against the press. And in the example she used against Trump, saying that he was enemy of the press, she brought up a journalist that he'd supposedly made fun of once. So in her world, in her social justice warrior snowflake planet, making fun of someone or countering someone or tweeting back at someone is an attack on the press and an attack on free speech. But Obama signing a law to put the CIA over the control of the media and to move forward with Cass Sunstein's plan to start taxing free speech and banning free speech, that's okay. The unprecedented war on journalists that we've seen the last 8 years, the unprecedented arresting of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and just huge amounts being imprisoned and whistleblowers being SWAT teamed and being imprisoned for exposing corruption. All of that is wonderful. Backing of radical jihadists all over the Middle East, supporting Saudi Arabia's invasion of moderate Muslim countries like Syria and killing hundreds of thousands. It's all cute when Hillary says she came, she saw, he died. Because she's a woman, and Obama's supposedly black, and Meryl Streep doesn't have to live in the real world because she literally lives in fantasy land. She's an actress. Just like Stephen Colbert comes out and warns of the dangers of fake news, and Alex Jones, when he's been a fake newscaster his whole life, playing a fake, fictitious person. So it cannot be lost on any of us that if you look at the headlines from CNN, you name it, it's Donald Trump attacks Hollywood legend and a woman, Meryl Streep. Oh, my God. And of course, they don't point out that she attacked him and said that he hates minorities, quote, hates foreigners, that he hates a free press, all this slander, all these lies. But see, it's true. She warned that he's attacking the press. And see, he had his own First Amendment and spoke back. I've always noticed with the controlled authoritarian left that if they attack me, when I criticize them back, they say, oh, look, you're attacking me. I have free speech. Yes, you have free speech. Let me explain free speech. You have the right to say something. I have the right to counter it and respond to it. Do you understand what that means? Your free speech doesn't mean I get a big fat muzzle shoved in my mouth like Hollywood's teaching six-year-old boys how to do, you bunch of pervs. It doesn't mean I shut up and roll over and die so fake intellectuals who can't debate me on the field of ideas can act like you've won when you create straw men of who Alex Jones is or who Donald Trump is or who Matt Drudge is or who Jesse James is. We are so sick and tired of people like you creating these straw men and then pointing at them and telling the world that that's who we are, and then trying to shut us up so we can't tell the world through our own lungs, our own vocal cords, who we are. I mean, it just makes my blood boil to watch these criminals, and they are criminals. They want our guns. They want our kids. They want our property. They go on television, on MSNBC, and admit they want to run every facet of our day-to-day lives. They're not content with 60% of our money on average. They want 70. They want 80. They want 90% like France does because they're nobodies. They live to control other people instead of watching a free market civilization build like a stairway to heaven to the stars. Now, that said, I want to get back into the big news here. We're what, 10 days? 10 days out until the inauguration. The most important 10 days since the election. Some of the most important days in our lifetimes. No one's debating that. Well, actually not. There's a meme out there saying, Alex Jones, stop saying Trump's election was historical. No, it wasn't. Well, yes, it is. And that's the thing. They can't stand the fact that we're on the right side of history, that we're the real liberals, that humanity is so incredibly hungry for the truth. And then again, they call for censorship of us, and then they create this whole pity party facade that we're going after their speech and that Trump wants to crush their right to speak. No, Trump has only said that he wants the libel laws changed back to the way they were, so that if you prove somebody lied about you on purpose, you have a right to damages. And I actually agree with that. I'm somebody who's personally sued folks at least twice for defamation because I had to, and they settled out of court because I could prove, well, they were dumb enough in both cases to say on air, I want to hurt Alex Jones. I want to bring Alex Jones down. So I'm going to say this. That's how dumb these people are. Oops, I got you. Malice aforethought with intent to do harm. Malice aforethought with intent to do harm. Doesn't matter if I'm a public figure, dummy. But see, I know the law. I'm not bragging, but I'm informed. I'm on fire with intellectual acumen. I have gravitas because I'm excited about life and about liberty. And I'm interfacing with other men and women that want it as well. We're coming together, building a true civilization of Renaissance that is so much sexier than the addled, poor, pathetic, mentally ill garbage that Hollywood is projecting onto us. Hollywood is insular, racist, elitist, gangster-esque, diseased, inbred, mentally ill, foreign-owned by the communist Chinese more and more. So they project onto us that we're the foreigners, we're the Russians, we want to make America great again. Let me say this right now. The Russians, I would say, were behind about 1% of our election. The global solidarity movement of nation states pulling out of corporate world government was 30% of it. There was global solidarity. There were people all over the world fighting for America and fighting for Donald Trump. And just like we fought for Russia to get out of globalism, or Brexit with the UK, or we supported Catalonia and their secession, or just we supported Italy and they're beginning to pull out, or Iceland and Reykjavik. I had Jones Dutier leading the movement on years ago from Iceland, from Reykjavik. I mean, did Iceland pull out of globalism because of Alex Jones in America, and we were spies influencing them and controlling them? No. Global solidarity, global free market globalism based on ideas and common solidarity and free market and free association. I'm all for countries coming together, but keeping their sovereignty, but sharing ideas and sharing alliances where our needs overlap. And I believe in a world based on ideology, not based on pure mercantile corporate conquering, but based on ideology of liberty and freedom. And the Russians now know this. Our own Pentagon now knows this. It's very strange, but I kind of brought back Americana. Trump's doing it bigger than I did. But I've been told by the top people that they understand exactly what I'm doing, and that we're bringing something out that transcends national borders in the long term. 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And I don't want to sit there and brag, but you need to know the success level you've had by supporting this broadcast. You need to know that we intellectually at the highest levels, from Russia to Japan to Italy to South Africa to the United Kingdom, from Oxford to Harvard, people are sick of globalism and they are trying to revolt internally inside these institutions. I mean, you name it. There are so many people in Hollywood that are awake and don't want to be part of this tyranny. I told you about it years ago. I told you about secret societies a decade ago inside Hollywood of conservatives. People made fun of me. Now it's in the Hollywood Reporter. I told you about all these massive movements that are taking place right now of people seeking out freedom. And the globalists are in full panic mode trying to tap all of this down. That's why Trump knows if he can just deliver on securing our borders. Trump knows if he can just deliver on getting the economy restarted. If he can just deliver on cutting taxes for poor people and middle class and bring back corporate money, he knows then the entire system of globalism falls. And we are looking, as Stephen Bannon has said, of 50 to 100 years of the American century, a second American century, not of American corporate dominance, but of the reemergence of Americana ideas sweeping the globe. Now, I told you all this before Stephen Bannon was in the Hollywood Reporter 2 months ago saying it all. And people saw that, and the media got really freaked out, and they went, oh my God, Alex Jones really is advising Stephen Bannon and Donald Trump. And I came on air, because it was word for word. I said, folks, Stephen Bannon doesn't have to listen to me. They were into this before I was even out of high school. That's why the globalists are so screwed. And I can't get into all of it, and I can't break it all down, because a lot of it the enemy could use. But I'm just here to tell you, it is incredible. I'm tempted to write an article about it in the future. And then basically, I mean, none of it's secret, but it's hardcore, folks. There's a reason the New World Order is panicking. Believe it. Know it. They are scared. You know what? Because they understand how big this is. Look at Chrysler. Just announced $1 billion in jobs next year coming back. Ford just announced 2 factories coming back. They're talking about even more coming back. General Motors is trying to stab Trump and the American people in the back right now. Not because Chevy's bad, but because it's been hijacked. So let's not be mad at the famous American brand. Let's just understand it's been hijacked right now. There is just so much going on that is so positive. There's almost nothing can stop us if we continue to take action. But we just have to realize that the globalist social engineers are the worst of the worst of the worst, totally bloodthirsty, totally twisted. And then I'm not just saying that rhetorically. These really are bad people. Look at everything they do. Look at the articles on Infowars.com. with Silicon Valley chiefs saying Midwest is scum and filth and all trash and the enemy. This is how they see us. This is how they see us, and they can't stand seeing Trump rallies and my rallies, like the rally we have with Roger Stone, where half the people are Hispanic or black. I didn't see black people or Hispanic people or white people there. I saw people that want freedom and that electricity in their eyes. And that's the thing I want to leave you with. When somebody's awake to this destiny of humanity, when somebody believes and has optimism and really cares and understands the power of the individual and turning that loose, it's a spirit. And it totally defeats the spirit of poverty and control and manipulativeness that Hollywood and the globalists represent. They could come out of Babylon. They could come out of Rome. They could come out of Egypt anytime they wanted to. But these people in Hollywood and the elites in New York and the rest of them are so incredibly decadent, so incredibly unhappy, that instead they've gone to darkness, to devil worship, to black magic, to pedophilia, to narcotics trafficking, because they're so unhappy deep down, they become more and more reckless because they subconsciously, their own flesh subconsciously wants to destroy them. Because even though their spirits are so evil, you'd think that flesh would be more evil. But from my just understanding and research of this innately, their own subconscious mind wants to get rid of them for the greater good of humanity. That's why they always create these death paradigms, these black holes of war and destruction and collapse. And that's why anything they touch falls apart, is because they innately want death and destruction. They want to go back like oceans, like rivers flow to the sea. They want to go back to death, go back to Satan, go back to the devil. Well, I say, get behind me, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, get behind humanity and get out of our way, because we are coming through. We are coming through. So much incredible news on InfoWars.com. So many amazing video clips coming up. This is such an incredible time to be alive. I just want to thank the amazing crew. I want to thank the sponsors, the listeners, David Knight, everybody else doing a fabulous job, all the writers. This is such an incredible time to be alive, and I keep just saying that because it's true. We have to have that spirit of exuberance in righteousness and in what's good and in free will that God gave us, and it will break the enemy, and the enemy can feel that spirit. And Trump knows this is a battle of good versus evil. But it's not the good and the evil these twisted churches teach you. It's beyond that, and everybody can feel it in their gut. And so light is returning into the world. Back to David Knight at the Central Texas News Center in Austin. I'm Alex Jones from InfoWars.com. If you're watching or listening to this transmission, spread the word. Because yes, we're gaining ground, but the enemy is moving against us on every front. So it's more essential now than ever that you spread the word, that you spread the articles, that you spread the videos, that you report the censorship you're seeing, that you drive through with human intelligence and human raw muscle, American and human muscle against the technocracy, and that we destroy their AI systems with brute force and brute will and just take the entire planet back together, hungry for freedom. The people of the world will respond, but we must bring the message to them.
All right, thanks, Alex. And we're going to have Leanne McAdoo joining us at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to tell you in this segment about Obama's government arresting an ex-Volkswagen official because of Dieselgate. That's what Obama is doing as Donald Trump is meeting with Ma, the owner of Alibaba, talking about creating a million new jobs. Think about that contrast. How these guys hammer down their globalist agenda on things, arresting people, shutting us down with 17,000 IRS agents, shutting down small businesses, while Ma is meeting, talking about how Alibaba with Trump, talking about how they can help small business, how they can focus on a million small businesses, give them a marketplace in which they can sell. What an amazing contrast. Now, I want to talk to you about some of the products that we've just introduced recently. We've got the 80% lower receiver that we're now selling at InfoWarsStore.com. And I looked at this and I thought, hey, you ought to call this. Well, actually, my son, Lance, said you ought to call it Build AR. Kind of like Build-A-Bear. Remember that? You know, you get all the different parts and you put together your own custom gun. And that's legal to do that under BATF regulations. You're allowed to do that. You can do an 80% lower receiver. You can put that in. You can finish the final steps on that lower receiver. And all the rest of the parts are not regulated. It's only the lower receiver that is regulated. This is a new special operator tested 80% lowers. Now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Designed, patented, and produced in Tennessee by the respected Tennessee Arms Manufacturing Group. It has an unconditional lifetime warranty, no questions asked return policy, uses only marine-grade brass. You can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. And, you know, when I went to Build-A-Bear, we brought my... Let's go back. You've all seen Build-A-Bear in the malls where you go in and you take the girls in and they can build their own stuffed animals and they can customize them exactly the way you want it. And that was a great experience for our daughter when she first came here from China. But I was totally disturbed by the motto that they've got up at the top there as you're waiting for them to stuff the bear and assemble all this stuff together. And it was a takeoff on Hillary Clinton's It Takes a Village. And it's like, oh, am I really giving money to these people? So when you do a Build AR, you are contributing to InfoWars. You're contributing to your own safety. You're doing something that's going to help you, help your family, and you're not putting money in the pocket of people that are selling this false paradigm that it takes a village or whatever else the liberals are selling at a given time. And also, don't forget, the tactical nanotechnology body armor that we're now selling, it is a patented form of carbon nanotube technology. The lightest, strongest, most flexible body armor on the market. Only a quarter inch thick. It's field tested to stop the most powerful pistol rounds in production. It's waterproof, super lightweight, made in the U.S., comes with a 20-year warranty. This is state-of-the-art stuff, guys. This is carbon nanotube technology. That's why it is so lightweight, why it is so strong. You can get an insert to put it in your backpack, protect yourself in the gun-free zones like airports, like schools, where they foolishly ban all firearms from responsible individuals who could protect themselves and who could protect others. Let's go to this example here of Volkswagen. This is reported by RT. They're saying, in a new twist on Volkswagen's diesel emissions cheating standard, they're now doubling down. Think about the fact that in the past, we've had situations where Pintos caught fire when they were hit in the rear end. Was anybody arrested on that? No. We had situations when they first started making SUVs and they had a high center of gravity, they would roll over. People died. Nobody was arrested. We've had situations where the government mandated airbags that we knew killed women and children. And now we've got massive millions of airbags being recalled because they turn into fatal shotguns, shooting metal shards at you. We had a lot of people that have been killed with that. These things just spontaneously going off because they corrode, they have defects in them. But even as we learned that these airbags would kill women and small children, the government wouldn't let us turn them off for a long time. And now they won't let you turn off your airbag, even if it's under recall and you're having to wait for it to be replaced. But if somebody goes against their climate change agenda and says, well, you know, we're going to fudge these numbers or whatever, if they did it intentionally, whatever, fine them or whatever, but you're going to lock these people up in jail? Nobody died from this. That is the priority that they put on this. They've arrested Oliver Schmidt, who headed Volkswagen's regulatory compliance office in the U.S. from 2014 to March 2015 in Dieselgate. See, what's behind this? They want to purge diesels because the diesel engine is the most efficient, the cheapest, most reliable competitor to their battery-powered remote control cars. And that's what we need to call them. They are big RC cars that the government and Ford or all the different auto manufacturers can control. They can watch you. They can tax your every movement. They can watch your every movement. They can put you in their geospatial intelligence database to track everything that you do. That's why they want this. That purpose there, as well as they don't want anything that's going to compete with their technology that, quite frankly, isn't there. Their battery technology is not there. Diesels are a threat to it. So they came after him with the EPA. Remember we had Lisa Jackson saying, we're going to cut down on fine particulate matter because more people are dying from that than are dying from cancer. And it was absolute nonsense. And at the same time they were doing it, they were exposing people in North Carolina where I was. They were hooking people up to diesel exhaust pipes and selecting people who had respiratory and heart issues so they could push their regulations. They wanted people to get sick. They wanted people to be taken to the emergency room after the experiment so they could say, look at how bad diesel fuel is, or diesel exhaust is. We've got to stop diesel engines. Why? Because they're efficient and because it pushes back against their electric cars. Now, we've got just a couple of minutes. Actually, we're gonna wait and play that when Leanne comes in. I'm going to play those clips. Something that was really brilliant that Darren McBrain remembered from the Iraq weapons of mass destruction that relates to this Russia did it Hack. So we're going to play that when we come back. I think it's interesting, and I don't have time to talk about this. Maybe we'll get to it later in the hour. The way they're going to come after Donald Trump, they're going to come after him multiple ways once he becomes president. One of the first things they're going to do is they're going to come after him saying that he's got conflicts of interest. I hope we have time to get to that, because I want to talk about why that should not be a conflict. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code America and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code America. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me now is Leanne McAdoo. Leanne, when you and Darren McBreen did a report last week that went viral on the nightly news, there was a brilliant piece that Darren remembered, and of course that was to go back and compare what Josh Earnest said about the consensus of the intelligence agencies and compare that to what we heard in Iraq. And I want to play these two clips for you back to back, because Donald Trump has talked about this a lot. He said, hey, we've made costly mistakes before when we had the intelligence agency giving us a consensus report. So I want to go back and remind you how this went down. Let's play that report. Let's first play the one from Let's see. Let's play Josh Earnest first, if we can do that one first. This is Josh Earnest, the press secretary for Barack Obama, telling us why it's very important that we believe that the Russians did it. They hacked our election, whatever that means. Okay, so here's Josh Earnest.
Quick other question. So as far as the Russian hacks go, I know normally you can't discuss, you know, sources and methods and how you guys are getting intelligence, but can you at least characterize the sort of intelligence coming in that proves that this was a Russian hack? Is it digital fingerprints that you're tracing back to a computer in Russian possession? Is it human sourcing that you're intercepting phone calls and hearing Russians talk about this kind of thing? Or where is the confidence coming from?
Well, I'm obviously quite limited in what I can say from here, but I think there are a couple of things that I can point to that I think that I think answer the questions that you've raised. It's essentially two. The first is the statement that was issued by the intelligence community in October of 2016 before the election, making clear that Russia was interfering in our election, represented the consensus view of 17 different intelligence agencies.
Okay.
That's not usually the way intelligence works.
That's the way it works.
That kind of unanimity of opinion, particularly when the stakes are so high, is notable.
Have we ever had unanimity of opinion before when the stakes were so high?
Yeah,
it turns out we did. And Darren remembered this, and he went back and he got a clip. Now, I want you to hear Colin Powell telling us about the unanimity in the intelligence community before we went to war in Iraq.
Had known the intelligence was wrong, we would not have gone into Iraq. But the intelligence community, all 16 agencies, assured us that it was right. My speech at the UN was based on that information.
Every statement I make today is backed up by sources, solid sources. These are not assertions. What we're giving you are facts and conclusions based on solid intelligence.
That's great. You know,
right.
and this is summed up really well in an article by Jeffrey Jackson. And the title of this, I love the title, How Open Source Intelligence Overtook the DNI Report in Real Time. See, it's going back and looking at what they said about Iraq. Hey, we have unanimity. They've all told us. I can't tell you what the details are. And in this article, he's got a tweet from Glenn Greenwald, and he says this new report, number one, literally half of it is about RT. Mm-hmm. Number two, it contains the same assertions that have been made multiple times. Number three, it includes no evidence for any of these claims. You notice how Josh Earnest, when he was asked point blank, you know, what is your evidence for this?
Well, I can't tell you. You know, I can't. I'd have to kill you if I told you. But
yeah,
the 17 intelligence agencies, you can't question that. And that's exactly, we have Lindsey Graham rolling out now telling Republicans celebrating the Russian interference, you're not a patriot. So if you just don't agree with what these intelligence agencies are telling us, you are not a patriot. Fall in line. Don't question it. We will not tolerate any silly conspiracy theories. I mean, it's history repeating
itself.
Well,
he also says you're a political hack.
Right.
You're putting that out there. And of all people, as I said yesterday, if you look up political hack in the dictionary, you'll see Lindsey Graham and John McCain pictured right there as exhibits A and B, Tweedledee and Tweedledum. They are the political hacks extraordinaire.
And now all of a sudden they're being paraded out as the ultimate Republicans because they're the ones that are willing to, you know, go against Donald Trump.
Being called a political hack by Lindsey Graham and John McCain is like being called fake news by CNN
Washington Post,
and the Washington
New York
Post.
Times. Well, and I also want to point out that James Comey was the one, you know, now I forget the official title. I did a report on this last week, but he was there in charge overseeing the satellite feed there in Iraq. And so it was his personal assessment that he then gave to Colin Powell and others. His personal assessment was that he was seeing these weapons of mass destruction being taken out of Iraq and into Syria in these vehicles. And no proof,
James
no
Comey
evidence.
Just keeps showing up in history. He's
exactly.
Like that Woody Allen movie, Zelig, you know, or Forrest Gump. You know, you got this guy who keeps showing up in all of these different places, and James Comey doesn't show up in a good way either.
Right. So here he is giving his personal assessment on the weapons of mass destruction that turned out to be wrong. And then so during this Russian intelligence briefing last week, they said, well, you know, is it a red herring for someone to tie in your faulty assessments in the past to now your assessments on Russia? Now we can believe you, right? It's just a red herring to say, well, wait, you were wrong in the past. And so he says, yes, I think that is a red herring if someone tries to use that as an argument. You know, we've learned a lot in the last 13 years, and we're not going to make that mistake again. But yeah, they're making the same mistake again.
It's interesting, you know, because we're seeing all of these cyber experts coming back. I've got people that are contacting me on Twitter. John McAfee is going to be coming on our show later this week to talk about this. But they look at this, and the little bit of proof that they do give us, they say, well, it's proof because, look, we have tags that show that it had a time and date stamp somewhere in Russia, or it's going through this the server here, or it was done on a Cyrillic keyboard. As John McAfee said, you'd have to be an absolute idiot to leave fingerprints like that.
Right.
They know that they can look at that kind of stuff. If you're going to do something, you're always going to try to mask it by saying going through China or making it look like you're coming from
right.
somewhere else. And, of course, there are Russian hackers. I've had white hat hackers who have contacted me. And, again, if you don't know the difference, black hat hackers are the people who break in for their own purposes to steal stuff, to expose stuff or whatever. White hat hackers are hired as security consultants to test the security of a business and to report on them where they find vulnerabilities so they can be fixed. So they're the good guys, the white hat hackers. And they said, look, we know who these guys are. They're Russian criminals. They're well known. Everybody knows who the players are in this game. They've been around for a very long time. They're not state actors. And then it gets even more interesting. We've had multiple tech sources come out and say that the malware that they used is a year and a half, 2 years old. They've had three different revisions of it. I mean, if you're the Russian cyber, the good news is that if the CIA is correct, the Russian cyber operation is so hopelessly inept that we have absolutely nothing to fear from them because they're using malware that's publicly available that is three revs out of date, and they're leaving fingerprints all over the place. So if it really is the Russians, then we have,
bumbling fools, basically, that were able to somehow influence our election.
But whoever it is, they told us the truth about Hillary, and that for that we should be grateful for whoever it is. And
right.
I'll say that to Lindsey Graham. You know, Lindsey, you and the rest of these people in Washington have been lying to us. We knew you were lying, and we had the documents this time, thanks to WikiLeaks and whoever gave them that information. And we're going to put that out there, and we don't really care if you call us political hacks. We don't really care if you call us fake news. You're the political hack. You're the people who've been covering up the information and who have been lying to us, and it was exposed, and that's what cost Hillary the election.
Exactly. We've got the documents.
Yeah, we found out the truth about her.
Well, and that's why, right, and that's why I thought it was just really glaring how they said, you know, Russian RT, the Russian government was using their state-run media to influence the U.S. elections. Meanwhile, what we learned from WikiLeaks is that all of the establishment media here in the U.S. was being used to actually influence the election. It didn't work. People were able to see through the lies and the propaganda at this point. They weren't expecting the rise of the alternative media and the influence and the power just dissenting voices could have. But that's what we were shown in WikiLeaks, is that we were actually having the U.S. media here colluding with the DNC to get their establishment agent in power. And it didn't work. So
we showed there were fake news.
Yeah.
We showed there were political hacks that were manipulating the DNC to give Hillary an unfair advantage over Bernie Sanders. So we saw all that, and then they say that we are the political hacks, we are the fake news. That is what we're now seeing with open source intelligence, what we also call a free internet and a free press.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's just a new technical term that puts it back in that context. That's why we need to have a free internet. That's why we need to have a free press.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, as I pointed out, Hollywood doesn't like that. They even want to censor IMDb for telling what their ages are. Because, you know, actresses, even writers don't want people to know how old they are in Hollywood. They all want to pretend that they're Peter Pan. Well, their writing is kind of juvenile, but they actually do age, unlike Peter Pan.
Well, and of course, we've got the New York Times now in an op-ed, not one, but two op-ed articles, actually urging people to boycott Breitbart and Andrew Breitbart and doing kind of a hit piece on Andrew and Breitbart, which, I mean, they're so upset about the fact that Steve Bannon is going to be right there, have the ear of the president. These Breitbart reporters are going to be right there in the press pool. I mean, they are just so infuriated that there's this rise of the alternative media that could somehow be more trustworthy. I mean, the amount of traffic that Breitbart is getting is just crushing the New York Times and these other establishment agencies out there. And they can't stand it to the point where they're taking fascist tactics. They can't defeat the conservative point of view, so they just want to eliminate these point of views altogether.
Well, we've seen this in the past. And, of course, in the not-too-distant past, I mean, we still have a lot of newspapers throughout the South that are called things like the Arkansas Democrat Gazette because they were unabashedly partisan. And they would go after each other, very, very roughly go after each other and really debate this. But they flew their flag and they were clear. They didn't try to pretend that they were completely objective. Mm-hmm. They said, we represent this point of view and we'll argue for this point of view. New York Times can be defeated. I'm not really concerned about the New York Times coming out and calling for a boycott of Breitbart. The New York Times is gasping for air. They're gasping for money. They're grasping at anything that they can do. And this is a fight that they're not going to win. The New York Times has been able to go on the fact that they are the paper of record or the gray lady, and mm-hmm. it's true simply because they say it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not true. And we and Breitbart and other people have had to document carefully what we say when we contradict the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're used to this, and this is an argument that we can win. What's dangerous about this, Leanne, is the fact that they're pulling it into the government. And I hope Donald Trump shuts this down, this new thing that got put into the NDAA, where they funded the State Department as the arbiters of truth. That is very dangerous when the mm-hmm. government starts attacking the press and starts deciding what is true and what isn't and shutting people down. If the New York Times wants to go to war with us, if the New York Times wants to go with war to war with Breitbart, fine, bring it on. We can win that war. I welcome it. But when the government comes in and wants to censor us, wants to shut down the internet, that's when it gets really dangerous. And they funded that now in the State Department to the tune of $80 million a year for them to do that, along with the Defense Department. That's what's really dangerous.
That is absolutely dangerous. And, of course, we know just a few months back, President Obama calling for the Ministry of Truthiness, essentially, so that the government would have some sort of control and you'd only have your three state-run news outlets where people could go to get the truth news. It'd be easier to filter. And that's the thing, you know, I don't disagree.
It's absurd. It'd be funny if it wasn't so dangerous. I laugh when I heard that because it's just so stupid, but it is really dangerous.
We need some sort of a truthiness filter. Like, really, did you really just say that? And that's not going to just sound the alarm for all of us who are awake to the, you know, 1984 paradigm that they would like to create. But, you know, here with Meryl Streep saying that, you know, the media needs to hold Donald Trump to account and the media should be used. The press has to check those in power. Yes, that's their job. But they've totally been failing at that for the last 8 years. They've totally failed to hold Hillary Clinton accountable for, I mean, the total mess. You would have had someone running the as Secretary of State and then using her private foundation as kind of a pay to play slush fund. They failed the American people on that. There was a story where just to see the bias with the way that they report. So Donald Trump gives the...
Let me look at what Kellyanne Conway said.
Yeah.
A perfect retort that she had. She said, you don't really have a problem. It really didn't pull at your heartstrings to see that white kid being bullied and beaten, kidnapped and abused. You didn't have anything to say about that. That didn't pull at your heartstrings. It didn't pull at your heartstrings.
Well, it's not even.
When you gave a standing ovation to Roman Polanski when he was charged with... raping a 13-year-old girl, you didn't have a problem. You gave him a standing ovation.
Right.
You don't have a problem with it. You don't have a problem with aborting babies and selling their body parts. You don't have a problem with setting the Middle East on fire. Meryl Streep, you don't have a problem with any of that stuff. You got a problem with this phony hoax that's been put out there by the media. And we showed that Mark Dice video where we showed time and time again Donald Trump has used those gestures. We're talking about multiple situations,
right.
And they said, oh, well, in this particular situation, that guy really did have a withered arm, and so you're making fun of him. No, he wasn't. That's just his gesture. That's just an idiosyncrasy. When he talks, he does his hands that way. He wasn't making fun of that guy in particular.
Right, and it's just really incredible that you have to go to such limits to show the video back to back to back like Mark Dice did. Of showing it, because the media won't do that. They'll just take it and run, and they'll say, you're right, he was making fun of that person, and then this is a lie that gets repeated, and so many people, even on Facebook and others, are just sharing this lie, this total lie. But the story that I was going to talk about was the fact that Donald Trump and his team, the ambassadors that the presidents are able to appoint, which we know now it's very politically charged, and if you donate enough money, then you can go and represent a certain country or whatever.
Yeah, they have political ambassadors and they have career ambassadors.
Correct.
They get the work done.
Right. And so basically Donald Trump has told all of Obama's appointees, you guys got to go. You know, you have to go when my team gets in because they're going to replace you. And they're, and so the stories now are, oh, usually you give a little bit of time for the people, especially those who have children in school, but he's just kicking them out. You know, these are people who are super wealthy. I think they can handle it, you know, if they need to figure out what to do with their kids, with their private schooling. But this is the exact same thing that the Obama administration did when he booted out Bush's appointees. He said, you guys got to go on the day when on my inauguration, when I'm in, you guys are out. But the way that they reported it then was, this is going to allow everything to just be a fresh start. And how great will it be? You know, it's just that shows the glaring bias in the media. And so this was, you know, 8 years ago. Imagine how much fake news we've been being fed, even just via the channel of bias.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Think about the fact that, you know, as we talked about last week, Obama got the Peace Prize, Nobel Peace Prize, immediately taking office. They gave him a Peace Prize. He hadn't done anything, good or bad, but they gave him the Nobel Peace Prize. And yet this is a guy who's had twice the number of wars as Bush. He's the only president to have been at war the entire 8 years. So he not only kept what Bush had done, but he expanded it. And then he accelerated things like assassination by the CIA of people abroad, American citizens abroad, without due process. They dropped 25,000 bombs, but they happened to miss all the ISIS locations. All the, you know, so he does all this. He restarts the Cold War. He creates a war here at home between the police and BLM. I mean, this is absolutely insane. Yet this is our Nobel Peace Prize, and this is the guy that they dearly love. Stay with us. Mm-hmm. We're going to be right back with Leanne McAdoo. I'm David Knight.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Good evening, Jamie. My name is Charlie Sales. I'm coming at you from VitalRecords.com. Now, we got a great Christmas album coming at you. I'm not the only one on it. Many artists give you different bouquets of styles and feels of the Christmas spirit. Now, again, VitalRecords.com. Charlie Sales. And have a Merry Christmas.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is not a
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Leanne McAdoo. I want to talk briefly about one line of attack that we see developing against Donald Trump as soon as he becomes president, and that is coming after him with a conflict of interest charge. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. Before we do, I want to remind you that we have the 2017 Make Our Bodies Great Again initiative. And, of course, that's the name of our new special. 30% off BrainForce, 30% off Supermale Vitality, 30% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. We also have 20% off several products. Secret 12, that's our vitamin B12 formulation that's in a liquid format, very easily assimilated, very easy to take. Liver Shield, Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, and Prostagard. All those are 20% off. The other products were 30% off. You'll find that all at InfoWarsLife.com. And remember, as you're setting up your plan, as you're setting up what you're going to be doing for the next year, remember how powerful habit is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very key thing. Now is a time to set up habits that you can sustain. And one of the ways to do that is to make sure that you're on auto ship. We want to make sure that we have a smooth delivery flow of things. And so we've set up some real incentives here to get you to sign up for auto ship. If you sign up for that, you get 10% off of everything that you order. And if your orders are more than $50, if you set up that recurring order and it's more than $50, you always get free shipping. And you always make sure, because we'll hold this stuff in reserve for you, you always make sure that nothing is ever out of stock. So you keep that habit going and you support InfoWars. So we really appreciate your support. We've offered you some great sales here at the beginning of the year to help you get into some new healthy habits. Leanne, when I'm looking at the way the Democrats are going to come, of course, you're seeing a lot of push on this conflict of interest. We've got Elizabeth Warren, the preachy school marm, because she really was a school marm. So that's not much of a reach for her. But she continues to push on ethics. She was one of the first ones to come out last week when the Republicans amazingly said, oh, the first thing we're going to do is gut the ethics committee. And so that was just cannon fodder for the Democrats. But Trump shut that down. He goes, really? You know, you got other things that you can do that you ought to do. Well, Elizabeth Warren was one of the ones jumping out there, like Nancy Pelosi. They both have a lot of ethics issues. Mm. Remember, Nancy Pelosi was doing the insider trading, so then she got caught on it, and they said, well, it's not technically illegal. Maybe it's unethical for us to do insider trading. And so we'll set up the Stock Act, and then within just a few months after everybody stopped paying attention, unanimously, with a 12-second vote,
12 seconds,
Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi gutted the Stock Act, but not before situations like Elizabeth Warren, who didn't disclose $1.3 million credit line from Bank of America that she got. And she said, well, you know, hey, it was just a line of credit. It wasn't really a mortgage. And at the time, the Daily Caller said, well, actually, they were quoting Colin Reed of the Republican opposition. He said, splitting hairs between a line of credit and a mortgage to try to explain away potential violations of federal disclosure law is a very 1% kind of problem to have, particularly when the loan in question is to the tune of $1.3 million. Now they're saying they're going to come after Donald Trump with conflict of interest. We've had a lot of people point out this is not going to be simple for him to divest himself from his business interests. And, of course, Rand Paul said, you knew he had all these complex business dealings when he ran for office. And people said it's okay. And, Leanne, I think we don't want to have career politicians and lawyers and community organizers only being elected. And that's really what they're going to push for if they hold to this conflict of interest law and say that he's got to divest himself. There's no practical way that he can do this in the amount of time that there is here.
Right. Well, what would they have done with Mitt Romney?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that he didn't get in either. You know, with a situation like Donald Trump, he's got all these different businesses, scattered businesses. They said this is even Politico talking about it. Politico that hates Donald Trump. They said it's complicated, it's costly, it's time-consuming. You're not going to be able to do this. And we're going to talk about this when we come back, and you've got some other issues here. But I don't think we simply want career politicians, the people who are going to remain in Washington as lobbyists, to be allowed to serve in office. We want people who have accomplished something and have something. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Leanne McAdoo. Join us tonight at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for the InfoWars Nightly News if you're not going to be coming back.